Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends, it should be a special to our Mar Red Shechi, Nishmas, Nelly Bas Yaakov, Nishmas, Mar Sessa Bas Shmuel, Shmuel Chaim, Tzikana, Sotan, Hatzor, Meir Zev, Rav Arvin, Zan, Zishim, Ben Yosef, Rav Mishmo, Pinchas, Ben Yaakov, Tzvi, Nishmas, Sam, Perak of Dalet, Pasikim, or by Sam Yishal, Vyamar, Nun Bilam, Ben Bor, Ben Uma Gever, Shisum HaOyin, and he lifted up his parable, and he said, so said Bilam, the son of Bor, and so said the man who's got the sealed eye. So to later on, that's 24:3. Later on, 24:15. So we have to understand, and this Shashir is based on the Torah of Rabbeinu Avraham of David itself. We have to understand how come he says this Hakdama that he's Bilam ben Bor and that he's got the sealed eye. He only says it in this Nevuah, which is Hashlishis Nevuah, so the third of his Nevuahs, and the Nevuah after it, which is the last Nevuah. But he doesn't say so in the earlier Nevuahs. We also have to understand, why does he have to say this at all, that he's Bilam, the name of his father is Beor, and that he's got the sealed off eye? What does that have to do with his Nevuah? So why does he say Dafkir now in the other places? What does Bechal have to do with his Nevuah? That's discussed by the Archaim, the Alshich, and others, Ayin Sham. Also look in the Alshich who asks, why does he say three times Ne'um? And also that it says Ne'um HaGever Shesum HaAyin. It says it when we're talking in Pasuk Hesvav, it says a lashon of Ne'um HaGever Shesum HaAyin. It says it with a Vav HaChibur, and so to earlier when he says it, he says Ne'um Ne'um HaGever Shesum HaAyin. However, in Pasuk Dalet, he doesn't say Ne'um Shomeim Rekel. He says it without the Vav HaChibur. So why do we have the Vav HaChibur, the first Ne'um? Ne'um, 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 HaGever Shesum HaAyin, but we don't have it the next Pasuk, Ne'um Shomeim Rekel. Also, you have to understand what it says in Pasuk Dalet. Ne'um Shomeim Rekel U'machazai U'machazeh Shakai Yechazeh Nofel Uglui Einayim. So this is a general hagdolah of his Nevuah. What is he saying over here? The utterance of he who hears the words of God, who sees the vision of the Almighty, falling down and having his eyes open. So he's defining his Nevuah. Why does he only say it here and not in the other Nevuahs? Pasuk Hey says in the Pasuk, Matovu Alecha Yaakov Mishkenosecha Yisrael. Oh, how goodly are your tents, Yaakov, and your dwelling places, Yisrael. So we have to understand what's the Ohalecha, what's the Mishkan Osecha, what's the difference between an Ohel and a Mishkan. Also, we have to understand Ohalecha is Yaakov, Mishkan Osecha is Yisrael. Why does Ohalecha relate to Yaakov, Mishkan Osecha relate to Yisrael? Pasuk Vav, it says, Kinichalim Nitayu, Kiganos Aleinahar, Ka'ahalim Nata Hashem, Ka'arazim Aleimayim, which means, as valleys they are spread forth, as gardens by the riverside, as aloes which Hashem has planted, as cedar trees beside waters. So we have a number of things that were said about Klal Yisrael over here. We're like Nichalim. We're like these valleys or streams. And we're also Kiganos Alei Nahar. We're as gardens by the riverside. We also have Ka'alim Nata Hashem as aloes, like Rashi brings, Mlashan Morva O'alos, aromatic plants. So we're called kegalos alei nahar, or kaalim nata Hashem, and then kaarazim, like cedars alei mayim, on the water. So what are these four in Yanim? Pasuk Zayin, it says, Yizal mayim midol yav, vizaro b'mayim rabim, v'yarom me'agag malko, v'tinasei malchuto. What does that mean? It means water shall flow from his buckets, his seed shall be in many waters, his king shall be higher than Agag, his kingdom should be exalted. So what are these two inyanim of Yizal Mayim Midol Yav, that water should flow from his buckets and his seed shall be in many waters? And then what it says, Vayarom Me'agag Malko, Vatinase Malchuso, versus Yarom Me'agag Malko, Anush Melech Rishon Shalem, Yechbosh is Agag Melech Amalek. Their first king will capture Agag, the king of Amalek. Vatinase Malchuso, Hainu Yaakov, Yoser, Shiavo Acharav, David Vishlomo. In other words, Vatinase Malchuso, his kingdom is going to be exalted of Yaakov more and more, because after Yaakov are going to come David and Solomon. So how does that relate to the earlier part of the Pasuk? And it's also with the Vav HaChibur. First we're talking about water flowing from buckets, seed being in many waters, and then Pitom we start talking about the king being higher than Agag and his kingdom be exalted. Ma Kesha. So it appears follows. That it says, "Matovu alecha Yaakov mishkenesecha Yisrael," an oel is a davar aroi. An oel is something temporary in relationship to a mishkan. A mishkan is something permanent. That's a dira shel keva lishkonbo, and an oel is temporary. In other words, olam hazeh, which is a prozdor, which is a waiting room for the palace of olam haba, is only aroi. It's only temporary. V'tavar zeh kenu etzel elu akruim Yaakov. Matovu o'alecha Yaakov. And those in the Madrega of Yaakov, which is not like in the Madrega of Yisrael. And for them, the Olam Haba is Iker, and Olam Haz is Tafel. What's primary for the Madrega, the lower Madrega of Yaakov, is that Olam Haba is primary. And Olam Hazeh is temporary without a real tachlis. It's only an oel. Matovu o'alecha, for Yaakov, Olam Hazeh is an oel. It's only temporary. But those who are on a higher madrega, and they're called Yisrael, we always know in the Sfarim that Yisrael is a higher level than Yaakov. So since Yafesh Sha'achas B'tshuva Ma'isim Tovim Olam Hazeh, Yosem Mikol Chaya Olam Haba, since greater is 1 hour of Tshuvin Ma'isim Tovim in this world, more than all of the next world, Harei Legabeihem Adrav Chayim Bo'olam Hazeh, their life in this world is a spiritual life, which is the Iker of Chay Olam Haba. And already in Olam Hazeh, these Yisrael people already have Olam Haba, because they're living spiritual lives of Tshuvin Ma'isim Tovim. And because of that, Tzadikim, even when they're dead, are called alive. Because even when they're alive, their Iker Chayim is the Chayim Begeder Shel Chayo Elam Haba. And Mechayim Elu Loi Mesu V'Nisharu B'Chayim. From this life, they did not die, they remained alive. U'memela She'etzlam Ha'olam Hazeh Eino Geder Shel Oel Ela Chelek Me'akeva Shel HaMishkan Shu B'Chayo Olam Haba. So their Olam Hazeh is Olam Habedik. And they never die. They remain alive. Tzaddikim, even when they're dead, are called alive. So they remain alive. Matovu alecha Yaakov. So Yaakov is the lower level. For them, the Iker is Olam Haba. This was only an oil. No, Mishkenosecha Yisrael. But when it comes to Yisrael, the higher level, even in this world, they're Kavua. Why are they Kavua? Because they're in the world of Ruchnius of Mitzvah Ma'isim Tovim, which just continues on in Olam Haba. And that's what he says, Al Bechinas Yaakov. That means in Olam Hazeh, it's Begeder Matovu alecha Yaakov. But the people on the higher level of Yisrael, they have a Mishkan, they're kavua here, because they're in the world of Tshuva, Ma'aseh, and Tovah, and they never die, they just keep going on. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh in Pasuk Beis writes on what it says there, Vayisa Bilam es Einav Vayares Yisrael Sheichin Lishvotov Vatihi Ala Ruach Elokim. In other words, Sheroa Sheruach Elokim, he saw that the Spirit of God is dwelling on each tribe. And so too it says in the Zohar, which is cited by the Torah Shleiman Os Yir Aleph, so too in the Medrash, which is cited by the Torah Shleiman Os Tetzvah. And that's like we're saying, that he saw that their Begeder Yisrael, that the Shekhinah is among them, already here in Olam HaZeh, just like it's going to be in Olam Haba. And that's the Gedra of Yisrael, that's the higher level. Yisrael shochein l'shvatav. Vati alav ruach Elokim. He saw that those on the level of Yisrael, they have the Shekhinah with them. And when Bilam saw that, Yitaka said, Matobu alach Yaakov mishkino secha Yisrael, your mishkan is Israel. In other words, Israel is kavua here in this world, when they're living with the Shekhinah, with the mitzvah of Ma'asim Tovim. The Gemara of Basra 60a, brought in Rashi, it says, Ma ra, ra she'in pischei olem imechuvanim ze laze. He saw that their tents were not directed at each other. Amar reuyim halalu she'tishre aleihem shechina. That they're roy that the shechina should dwell on them. And their girsos that bring this from the pasuk of Atiyah Lavruach Elokim. So it's like the Or HaChaim says, when it says V'tiyah Lavruach Elokim, is that the Jewish people, the Shechina dwelled on the Jewish people. Ru'uyim halalu shetishra Shechina aleihem. That the Shechina dwelled on them, because that's the issue here is, with the Shechina dwelling on them. Mishkanei Secha Yisrael. Matovu alecha Yaakov Mishkanei Secha Yisrael. Their opening of their tents weren't directed at each other, they had the sneers, so they were roy shetishra aleihem Shechina. And again, some say it's on the word Ruach Elokim. They have the Spirit of God in them, because that's the issue over here, that even in Olam Hazeh, they have the Spirit of God in them. It says in Sanhedrin 105b, as follows, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mirachas Shal Oisei Rosha Atalamed Mahaya Baliba, from the Brachas of that Rosha, we know what was in his heart. Bikesh lamar sheyolehem batei knesi ovatei midrashes matovu alecha Yaakov l'tishchin elehem mishkanei secha Yisrael. So he wanted, his goal was, that they shouldn't have batei midrashes and batei knesias. And therefore he ended up blessing them, but what he really wanted to do was curse them, curse their tents. And he also wanted there should be no shechino mishkanei secha Yisrael, but he blessed them, they should have the shechino. So again, we see mishkanei secha Yisrael as a zinyan of shechina that they have in Yanei Olam Haba, even in Olam Hazeh. Amazing. And on that we have in Pasuk Vav, these two inyanim, vis-a-vis what it says in Pasuk Hey, that it says Matobo Olach Yaakov, and then Mishkanei Secha Yisrael. And then what do we have in Pasuk Vav? It says, "Kinechalim nitayu." In other words, the yisod of arayut, of only being temporary in Olam Hazeh, is only vis-a-vis somebody who is shayach to Olam Haba, even if he's living in this world. And automatically, through this, Olam Hazeh doesn't have chashivus, and it is only a waiting room, a vestibule for the next world. But somebody who has no shaychus to Olam Haba, for him Olam Hazeh is Iker, and it's not even considered an Ohel. Because for him Olam Hazeh is an Iker. I look at the Mesillas Sharm in the first parak, which we've discussed at length, B'siyata D'shmai, knowing Olam Hazeh is only Iker. So, and on that he said that the Ohel, you know why they have an Ohel? You know why Olam Hazeh is only temporary by them? Because Nikinechalim Nitayu, like Rashi says, Shenerchu v'nimshechu lintos l'meirachok. Their brooks are spread out. They lengthen and draw themselves out they extend into the distance. Their streams extend into the distance, or valleys. But the point is that they're extending. And that's the Jewish people, that in this world they're thinking about the future. That's why this world's only an Oel. The Yaakov is living for Olam Haba. Olam Haz is only Tafel. Yisod HaRayut Shel Olam Hazeh is Klape Olam Haba. So, because they're looking into the future. So Olam Haz is only an Oel Aroi. And on that, he explained, HaTov Shiyesh B'Matzav Zeh Shuma Shalidei Zeh Hem Ki Ganot Alei Nahar V'Hainu Mishum Shehargashat HaChisaron HaTmidit שישנה בחיי העולם הזה, וכן הצרות ושאר הקשיים שישנם בו, אינם אלא החיים כאן, הם העיקר, אבל כשעולם הבא הוא העיקר, וכל המציאות כאן אינה למציאות ארעית ותפלה, אין החיסרון שבו חיסרון ממשי. מי שחי כן, הרי בבחינת איזו עשיר השמח בחלקו, שאחרי שאין לו שאיפה ליותר, כיוון שאינו מרגיש חשיבות ועניין ביותר, מילה טוב לו במה שיש לו ולא חסר לו כלום, שכאשר שיש לו הכל. וזהו שאמר, שעל ידי זה כשהם כנחלים ניטיו, it's only כאור עליך. הרי חייהם הוא כמי שיש לו גינות עלי נהר, שהכל מזומן ומוכן לו, ואינו חסר מאומה, ואינו מה טוב לו מישהו בכנת אוהליך יעקב. In other words, beautiful. And the pasuk is telling us that these people who are מה טוב ואוהליך יעקב יידן, they're Jews who realize that this world is only like a tent. It's only temporary. And they're like the brooks that spread forth, that expand, that draw themselves out into the distance. They're looking at Olam Haba. Memela kiganot, they're like gardens by the riverside. Life is like a picnic. Life is a cakewalk. How can life be a cakewalk? We all have so many problems. We all have so many problems. I'm saying the older you get, the more problems you have. Problems with Parnassus, problems. Who doesn't have problems with Parnassus? Rich people, they have problems. They're always worrying about their money. They're busy with their money. Think about their money. Busy trading their money, investing their money. Money, money, money. Mediocre people, so they're, you know, just making it. So they're making it, but they have problems. They don't have enough. They'd like more, be more comfortable. People who are poor, but don't have what to pay. So they have money and health. Who's not dealing with health? Either your own health problems. And if not, your parents, your grandparents, friends, family. And then you get older, there's no way to escape it. Find me an 80-year-old guy who's not dealing with this, who's not taking pills for this or pills for that, or this problem, that problem. A picture of health. It just doesn't happen. Right? So we have a lot of problems in this world. But if you look at this world as only a temporary waiting room, a vestibule for the next world, so then it's Kiganot Alei Nahar. It's like they're trees planted. Your Ezu Asher Asamech Bechelko. Things are so good for you. Hakom Muchan Mizuman. You have the gardens, it's planted. You have fruits to eat. Life is good. Life is geschmack. Because you realize that we're only here temporarily. And don't sweat the small stuff, guys. It's just life goes by very fast. I know that I'm closer to 100 years old than I am to being born. Okay, so that's already old, right? So I've been around the block a few times, and I can tell you, don't sweat the small stuff. It comes, it goes, and that's life. Money comes, money goes. Health, sometimes better, sometimes not as good. With the children, sometimes more nachas, sometimes less nachas. With relationships, sometimes better, sometimes not as good. It's life, so don't take it. Life goes fast. We're in this world for the next world anyway. So don't take it too much to heart. So that's Gevaldik. And that's you're going to have your Gan your Ganos Alei Nahar. And then it says, Vaiter, Klape, Mishkenoi Secha Yisrael. That's what we have now in the Pasuk. Keneged Mishkenoi Secha Yisrael. We have Ka'alim Nata Hashem. Karazim alei mayim, as aloes, these fragrant things that you plant, that Hashem has planted as cedar tree besides the waters. Rashi says, what does it mean? Nata Hashem began Eden. Ka'alim nata Hashem began Eden. And it emphasizes the ohalim, which are good smelling, like Rashi says, that Rabbeinu already explained in the Sefer Dibeir, Chelek Aleph in Parshas told us, and what it says, Re'ei Re'ech B'ni Kerecha Sadeh Sher Berecho Hashem, that Reach, we discussed this at length already, Reach is a davar ruchni, it's shaykh, what do you make a brach on? Ezui nishdavar shana shama nenes mimenu, what is something that the neshama gets hana from? The Gemara says that's Reach, brach is 43b, Reach is shaykh to the ruchni is part of a person, that's why even the word Reach, smell, yilashem ruchni, spiritual, harei dishayachu neshama ruchanit, and not to the Guf HaGashmi, you can see there where Rabbeinu says, Barichus Nifla, and that's what it says, She'olam Hazeh Mishkenoi Sechahu Etzlam, that Olam Hazeh, by Unzer Yidin, by the Yisrael Jews, is Mishkenoi Secha. Why? Because they're in a matzav of Kalim Nata Hashem. They're in Gan Eden, they're in Olam Haba, even here. Even here they have the Shechina. Even here they're shmecking Olam Haba, they're smelling Olam Haba. And they have their Sipuk, they have their satisfaction via their neshama, which is alim, which is these aloes, these fragrant smelling plants, and so therefore they already have olam haz in this world, and that's why it's a mishkan. They're bekvius in this world because it's just going to continue into the next world, because they're already experiencing the shechina here, and that's what it means. Kalim nata Hashem. It's like Gan Eden, valdik, ve'al ze bier. Et ha-tova, she-yeshna b'matzav zeh, she-mishum she-b'chai gavna, but in such a case, in such an instance, they're ka'arazim alei mayim, that they have a kiyum nitzchi, b'kavua, just like arazim alei mayim. Look at these strong cedars, they look like they're going to be there forever. So to these people, they're going to be forever, because they're just going to continue on with their ashras ha-shechina. Wow, amazing. Ve'al ze ne'amar b'pasuk zayin, yizal maya midalyo, midalyav, v'zaro b'mayim rabim, and that's connected the beis b'chinos, these two b'chinos of Olecha Yaakov and Mishkenosecha Yisrael, that yizal mayim, means the water will flow from the bucket, that's the shefa that comes from above, that when a person doesn't have shaychas to what is above, so then the pipeline is stuck up, and the shefa's butter, v'rak al yidei zeh she'im begeder be'olam she'oel be'olam hazeh. So in other words, they're shayach to olam haba. They realize this world is only a waiting room. It's a mavo. It brings us to olam haba. K'nechalim nitayu, they're expanded into the next world. Lagia melamata lamala shumei rachok. So through this, since they're so shaykh to Olam Haba, since in this world they realize it's only a temporary world, but they're really going towards Olam Haba. Again, these are the two madrigas. The one is that this world is temporary, waiting room for the next world. And the other is that mamash in this world, they're already experiencing the next world. That's the higher madriga. But now we're on the level of the lower madriga. The water is going to come down because they're connected to above. And that's what Chazal Darshan, Nedarim 81a, Yizaru b'bnei aniim shevihem teitzei Torah, b'kirba b'bnei aniim yizah mayim yidalyo, from the dal, from the poor, from the dalim, the Torah is going to come. And based on what we're saying, it's karav l'pshat, because b'nei aniim don't have shaychat to the tanugim of Olam Hazeh. You're not going to see them in the Bahamas in these fancy hotels, and in Dubai, and all these vacation spots, in Arizona, in Orlando. You're not going to see the aniim over there. So they don't have shaychus to Olam Hazeh. So they're primarily focused on ruchnius. And therefore, they're going to be more matzlich in their ruchnius because that's what their focus is. So that's Maradashin says on Yizal Maimi Delio. It's the same idea that the people who are shaykh to Olam Haba, so they're going to have the flow from Shemayim. They're going to have this shefa from Shemayim. Because the neged ha'inyan shel Ohalecha Yaakov, the neged ha'inyan shel Mishkenotecha Yisrael, it says right there in the pasuk, "V'zaro v'mayim rabim," and there's seeds in many waters. V'hainu shelorak nizila. Not only is it going to flow down from above, but hu atzmo nimtza be'otam mayim rabim. He himself is in that water that's from above. In other words, it's going to flow for the guy who's a Yaakov Yid. And he's realized this world is temporary, but the person who's a Mishkan Asechi Yisrael Yid, that he's Kavua in Olam Haba, even in Olam Hazeh. So he's already in the water now. What does Rashi say? And the words, "V'zaro b'mayim rabim lashon hatzlacha uze kizarua hazarua l'mayim." So it's a lashon of prosperity, as seed which is sown on well-watered soil. That's in some manuscripts. In other manuscripts, they have Kizroa. They have this website, mg.alatorah, mg.mikrosgadolosalatorah.org, where they have just lots of different girsos. It's just, I'm saying it's the most, one of the most incredible resources ever invented. So here he has the Xaviad Leipzig, Oxford, Xaviad Minchin, Leiden. So in Oxford, they also have Kizera. Kitzer, this is Rabbi Novetsky. So we give him a shout out for all of his tremendous hashka on this website. They give us so much Torah, so many different ways. Aquaponim, that's what I use a lot of times when I'm learning the parasha, giving these shiurim. So besides, also they have translations. They have translations of the Psukim, translations of the Rashi, translations of the Ramban, translations of the Rachaim HaKadosh. Amazing. Aquaponim, back to our Psukim. So Vizaro, they're going to be in the water. Lashon Hatzlacha. In other words, not just going to flow from above. They're going to be in the water. They're going to be in this shefa, in this chesed. So that's incredible. That's the Mishkenosech Yisrael people. And then that it says Vayarum. Vayarom me'agag malko batinasei malchuto. His king shall be higher than Agag, and his kingship shall be elevated. And that's so vayarom vayarom me'agag malko. That's elu that arbechinas oil. But they have siyata d'shmaya, and they'll be zoiche to go higher than Agag, the king of Amalek. But through the Mishkan Esechi Yisrael, not Agag malko, but rather batinasei malchuto, like Rashi says, David and Shlomo. That Hitnasusam is Balik Vul. Not only beyond, not only in relationship to others higher than Agag, but they themselves independently have inherently this high Malchus. Why? Because they are living in this Olam Habibatika world. Batinase Malchuso. And it might even be referring to Melech HaMashiach. And then Malar Tzdeyas Hashem, and then the world is only Ruchni. And that's together Mishkan Osecha Yisrael. And then the pasuk continues, "Kel motzio mitzrayim k'to'afot re'em lo yochal goyim tsarav v'atzmoteihem yigarem v'chitzav yimhatz." Hashem brings him out of Egypt. He is for him as the strength of a wild ox. He shall eat up the nations his adversaries, shall break their bones in pieces, and pierce them with his arrows. Vayter pasuk tes, kara shachav kari uchilavi mikmen ukrach. So down as a lion is a lioness. Who shall rouse him up? Everyone who blesses you is blessed. Everybody who curses you is cursed. Because connected in shavayro me'agag malko, which is a matzav that they're tutzadim. There's a milchama that just needs sachan by us because we have help from Shemayim. It says kel motziom mitzrayim. And that's how Hashem helps us. We have a koach ha'gvura, like to'afat re'em. To'afat re'em lo. To'afot is the strength, like the strength of an axe. So we have this great strength against our enemies. So we have this nitzachon. He shall eat up the nations, his adversaries, and break their bones into pieces, and pierce them with his arrows. So that's defeating the enemies. And keneged vatinase malchusoi, it says, "Kara shachav kari chalavi miyakimenu." There's no melacham and nitzachon. He's like an ari. He's like a lavi. Shemiya Kimenu, who's going to even come up to him? Who's he going to go out to war against him? It's a completely different madriga. That's what Tinasi Machus, so it's not corresponding to anybody. It's just we're so independently strong, nobody's gonna mess with us like a lion in a lioness. Nobody's gonna start up with us. And it says in the Medrash Taka Kara Shachov Kari is Melech HaMashiach. And that's what it says in the Medrash, that Vatinasi Malchusa is referring to Melech HaMashiach. So again, we're talking about Vatinasi Malchusa, the elevating of the Malchus, and that's where nobody will even start up with us. And then that it says, Mevrecha Baruch, Mevrecha Or Arul, that since they're different Metzias, a Metzias of Bracha, they're Davuk, and Shaykh to the Shechina, they're Makor Bracha, Memela. Anybody who blesses us is Davuk, but is clinging to Bracha. Anybody who curses us is the opposite. And now, sweet friends, we would like to go back in Mirza Hashem to where we started, and that is that Bilam started the voice, says, Na'um Bilam Ben Bor. Because since he is talking about the shaykhs of the Jewish people to Ruchnius, and that's not that separate from their Gashmias, but their whole Gashmias is different. Either we gather Lola, we gather Mishkan, call it from Dagadil, everybody in their own Madriga. So Bilam said, you know what's such a great mile? I'm not in the Madriga. That even though I have this Ruchnius in me, but it doesn't have anything to do with my body. That's why he says, Na'um Bilam Beno Bo'or. And Rashi explains from the Gemara Sanhedrin that Aviv Hu Beno Benevius, that the Hainu and others, he's showing his Gedula Nevua, which is an Inyan Ruchni, that Gadol Hu Me'aviv, Shigam Hu Aviv, Shigam Hu Navi. That his father was also a Navi, but he was greater than his father. So he's trying to show his Milan Ruchnius. Shneim hayu gadolim me'avoseim. Rashi says they were both greater than their avos. Balak benot Sipor. His son was Sipor, in other words, that his father was his son in respect to royalty, and Bilam was greater than his father in prophecy. Bilam is greater than his father in prophecy. So in other words, he's showing his spiritual greatness. And then he says, Unuma geber shtum ayin. And what is that? He's a Baal Mum, like we see in the Sanhedrin, in the Gemara Sanhedrin, that it's p'chisus in his goof. So yeah, he has this high spiritual level, but it doesn't show up in his body. Even though he's higher than his father in Nevuah, but it's still the Ruchnius doesn't show up in his body. But the Jewish people, they live the Ruchnius even in their goof. Their whole lives, whether they're on the level of Yaakov or Yisrael, it's even expressed in their goof, but not Bilam. Bilam is a Baal Mum. And so he shows a stira in himself, that in one hand he's such a high level, in another hand such a low level. So it's also a stira in his Nevuah. The contradiction is Nevuah. Nu'ma geber shemayim reikeal Hashem achazeh shakai yachazeh of nofel gnuin. On one hand, he sees these visions of God. Amazing. On the other hand, he's falling down and his eyes are open, meaning he only sees him at night when he's lying down. Or another one is, Rashi says, Al pi medrash, lo yabal koch lamud al raglav, v'noifal al panav, she'al oro lamos lios nigla alav v'kamiz kufa lefanav. She'u inyan anal, she'kufo shafel umos. In other words, it was most that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should reveal himself to him when he was standing on his feet, when he has an erect posture. Because he's uncircumcised and is therefore a loathsome thing that Hashem should reveal himself when he stood in an erect posture before Hashem. So in Mela, he's not become his kufa. So again, you see a stira in his nevuah. On one hand, he's gevaldik. He's Nu'um Shomeim Reikel, Asher Machazai Shakai Yechazeh. He hears the words of God, sees a vision of the Almighty, but he's falling down. He's because of his Miuskite. Because he's Maus. He doesn't have this Ruchnius in contrast to Klal Yisrael. that they have the level of, they're not mu'usim. So he's contrasting them to him, that he's despised and we're not. And that's also the reason that he was makdim this inyan to the last nevuah. Means what does he say in the last nevuah? He's being machshel then. And he says the God of these people is a soine zima. He hates licentiousness, he hates sexual impropriety. And therefore he gave this eitzah to knock the Jewish people down. So you see this combination of godless and shiftless. As on one hand, he's saying, I'll tell you what's going to be b'achvatz hayomim, the greatness of the Jewish people. On the other hand, in the same sense, he says, let me give you this eitzah, yatzcha. Let me give you this eitzah to knock down the Jews with some avodah zarah and gilui arayos. So on one hand, he's Bilam ben Beor, high levuah, higher than his father. On the other hand, he's shtum ayin, but he's a mum in his body. Doesn't express itself in his body. On one hand, he's shomei merkel machazah shekai yechazeh. He hears the words of God. He sees the vision. And the other end is no fell glui nam, he's fallen down. He's on a low madrega. The Shekhinah doesn't want to reveal to him, herself to him when he's in an erect posture. So you see the godless and the shiftless together with Bilam, as opposed to the Jewish people, who have the mile of godless. And incidentally, when it says in Sanhedrin, they explain this. He was either a magician or he was Baal HaSoinai. So in other words, you see also this Hashchasa. And on one hand, he was high up. He sees the visions of God. And the other hand, he's also Baal HaSoinai. He has an intimate relationship with his donkey. Wow, intense. All right. So Baruch Hashem, we have some Havana now in these Pesukim. As always, we like to mamish kol every single word. Every single word. It's you have to touch up and understand in the Torah Kedosha. So this was super duper. And please God, there's so much more to say. Oh my gosh, we have so many more shiurim planned that we should be zochah to give. And we should see continuing niflos, mitelas, Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.